coming right at us. The entire sky is filled with a giant cascading wall of white. A beautiful and deadly collision of debris, rocks, ice and white dust, and all of it heading straight for me. It rolls, turns, tumbles every which way, billowing right and left and everywhere as it surges invincibly on down the mountain. From ground to sky there is nothing else, just this wall of whiteness thundering towards us, oblivious of all in its path, full of heartless violence. Everything is gone. Nothing exists in the world but this. Crikey. This is it. I'm dead. I'm dead. There is nothing I can do but accept that I'm about to be swept away forever by an avalanche. After all the near misses and close calls of my life, after all the lucky escapes from hospital, I must exit here, thousands of miles from my loved ones. My daughters, my girlfriend, my family in England drift into my mind. Time seems to be slowing infinitely to allow me to think about them all, one last time. It feels as if 15 minutes have passed since I emerged from my tent, but it's actually only a few seconds. I look down. I'm not even wearing boots, just socks on my half-frozen feet. Could I run? I glance over my shoulder. Donat and Iwan have thrown themselves behind a 2-foot rocky outcrop, but I don't have time to get there. Running is out of